easy.
Alrighty then.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Snoochie boochie moochies.
Extermination.
Back to you, fuckers.
Hi everyone, welcome to Ad Joe Dar. This is the second episode of our podcast. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about a couple of new movies, games, things that we've been through in the last week. Prometheus, for example. Replacing a power supply unit in a computer, for another example. My name's Adam.
Yeah, I'm Josh.
And we're your hosts for this evening. So, Josh, Diablo 3.
Yeah, man. It's pretty good, eh?
It's great. It's fucking great.
It's one of those games that gets better as you go along. Like, you finish it, and you think, on normal, and you think, oh, yeah, that's it. And you play it again with a mate, like, or, as they are in our case, brother, seems to get better, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, I don't know about better. I mean, Blizzard are obviously very good at psychology.
It's digital crack, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, we were talking about it the other day, how... you know, sometimes I'll be walking along, beautiful sunny day, I'm feeling good, and then all of a sudden, I just get this pain, like I need to play World of Warcraft again. It's ludicrous, it's silly, it's ridiculous.
It's sad.
It's fucking sad, but for some reason, even though I haven't touched that game in like 2 years, very occasionally I just get this wash of like, I have to get a hit, I have to get a fix.
Everyone does, man. I think anyone who's actually a gamer who played WoW does, you know, I mean, you can't not, as I said, it's addictive, and they always bring out new content and stuff, so you're like, oh yeah, and there's someone else playing it, you know, one of your friends, you think, oh, I might get back into that. You gotta fight the urge there, man.
Well, you've started playing it again.
Yeah, well, I got the Score of Resurrection. Anyone who plays Warcraft probably know what it is. A friend, if you haven't played for 6 months, one of your mates can give you a Score of Resurrection, gives you a 7-day playtime, and you get to level a character up to level 80, and then, you know, do whatever.
So there you go. So you've sullied your hands. You've given up on Star Wars The Old Republic, another game that we really should be talking about because we didn't talk about it in our last episode and we really should have spoken about it then. We can talk about it tonight, hopefully, if we get time.
Yeah. Another good game, just...
A fantastic game, but we've both lost that edge.
Yeah.
We'll sort of discuss why, I think, later on. But... I didn't go back to World of Warcraft like you did. I'm clearly a much stronger, higher evolved gamer than you are.
Everyone else out there, I haven't played it for a long time. I only got the Scroll of Resurrection, so 7 days of game time. I don't think I'll buy another game card.
I don't know, actually.
I won't say I won't, but...
Yeah, that's right, exactly. So, my point is proven. I will not go back to that game because I just blatantly refuse to. And this is the thing. With the big difference to me between World of Warcraft and Star Wars The Old Republic, beyond the fact that there's been, you know, what is it, 7 or 8 years worth of development behind World of Warcraft?
Yeah, 8 years now they've had their game out.
8 years, so that's 8 years worth of them being able to polish it and refine it and release patches and all the other shit that Star Wars just hasn't been able to do. The big difference between the two of them is the story. Is the fact that your character talks, your character can interact with other quest givers. They actually have you can have discussions. You have light side, dark side points. All these things that up until Star Wars came out were just didn't exist in the MMO space.
It makes you feel like you matter. Like it's not just grab and grind sort of thing. It makes you feel like you're actually doing something that matters. You're helping that village, you know? Like,
yeah, well, that's right. And
Farmer Joe wants 10 apples, go pick and borrow him, you know?
Well, it still distills down to that same experience. It's still, you know, Joe Blow wants you to go and kill 10 fucking Tauntauns and return with their pelts. So it's still that same experience as World of Warcraft, but for some reason you believe that it means more than that.
Other people would probably feel differently, but that's how I feel about it. Yeah, for sure. I mean...
Well, yeah, definitely, of course, because other people look at Star Wars The Old Republic is just an MMO. It's
just
game
another grind, and yeah.
Exactly. It's just designed for you to level through, get to end game, and you know, play PvP or raid or do whatever you do. And that, there's a couple of reasons why I think people are starting to abandon ship. You know?
Well, a lot of people, I don't know about that actually. I'm going to say it, but I think a lot of people have moved away from the MMO genre that had been playing WoW for a long time, but just because they're losing a lot of subscriptions. You know, Star Wars wasn't as big as they had expected. There's a lot more free games like League of Legends and things that have many, many people playing them, you know? I think MMOs still have a very valid place in the gaming in general. I don't know, like, how well Star Wars was going to do, though. I thought it was going to do really well, and then after release, after they didn't release in the Southern Hemisphere, and I heard the reports of how many they sold, I was sort of underwhelmed. Like, I thought there was there were a lot more people out there to buy. I mean, Star Wars, its name alone, you'd think it would sell 3 million copies of the game.
Yeah, and look, had they not had such a bad launch, they might have. I mean, on paper, you know, BioWare and EA had the most stable and probably the most profitable launch of any MMO to date, I'd be almost willing to bet. But the problem was that they did that at the expense of, you know, certain players. And even the player base that did get the pre-release, you know, there was no information around. There was, you know, there was like this iron curtain where you just did not know the extra information that you needed to know. We got told that we weren't going to be getting the game the same time as everyone else. And then I think it was about 6 months before they actually told us when we would be getting it.
Yeah, they didn't, yeah, for a long time.
And the amount of hatred and the amount of ill will that they bred by doing that, I think has just sat in the back of people's minds as well. Because when you get treated like shit, you don't look forward to something as much. It's just common sense. So when we finally did get our hands on Star Wars, we loved it, we enjoyed it. But then there was this niggling sense in the back of our heads that just said, why the fuck didn't they tell us at the time? You know, when they first said, we're going to delay it, if they had said, we're going to delay it for a year or 6 months, then we know. Then we know when it's coming out, we'd be ready for it. But when you don't get told anything, it's a slap in the face. And now we're starting to realize, now as players, we're starting to realize that, hang on, it's actually not that different to World of Warcraft in terms of the mechanics. And that's a bit of a shame, because what they did,
They promised something a lot better, that's for sure.
Well, no, I think they delivered exactly what they promised.
What do you mean?
They never promised a revolutionary new MMO. What they promised was a Star Wars MMO made by BioWare. And we got that. And they took the Warcraft formula and distilled it into this better experience. So now your character has a voice, you have a story, you feel like you matter. If you're a single player MMO player, and a lot of people are going to probably diss me for saying that I in fact am, you know, I hate people on MMOs.
You hate people in any online games, really?
I fucking hate people in online games, man. Like,
you don't like the online community in gaming? Yeah.
No, I hate the online community in gaming. They're all a bunch of, like, 14, 15, 16-year-old little kids.
Tell me I'm fat.
Tell me I'm gay. It's just the mentality of it. The anonymous nature of that you get when you're online is... I don't agree with it. I don't like it. So I enjoy playing a game like an MMO where I can meet up with my mates and like hang out with you guys in the game and go quests together and all that sort of shit. But I don't necessarily like having to deal with the community.
A lot of people have said too with Star Wars, there hasn't been enough community. You know, there's not places where everyone can just get together and sort of, you know, roleplay. Even if they're not on a roleplay server, they still want to do it. They still want to be like, oh, it's my character. I'm killing this other dude. You know, I'm dueling him. We did that this back then, you know, like it builds character for your character. Even if the story does already do that, you still need to do it yourself. You know?
Yeah, of course.
In a social game like Star Wars, it should have been a lot more social, I think. Like,
well, no, there's a couple of things going on here. The first of that is that, as I said, Warcraft has had 8 years of development time to work out how to do these things. Star Wars has been in development for about 4 or 5 years, I think, but you know, it hasn't had that community behind it through that period to help shape it. If people can remember going, and everyone playing World of Warcraft now will tell you, I played WoW when it first came out. That's fucking bullshit. What was their member base last time we checked?
Oh, I don't know.
Roughly.
I think active subscribers is about 10 million.
Oh,
and they've had over the whole time, I know it's like 14. But it's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, look, 10 million's a nice round number. Let's just work off that. I reckon out of that 10 million people, a good 75% of them... No, fuck it. Let's say half of them would say they played Warcraft when it first came out, World of Warcraft.
And look, I would not. I probably think a lot of them did. Five million. No, no, not 5 million. But you think about this. You got to think this. They're talking about vanilla WoW. They're talking about World of Warcraft. They could have bought the game just before the expansion came out. You know, just before Burning Crusades, I think it is. Yeah, BC. Just before BC came out, they could have bought the game, and that does mean they bought the game when it was vanilla WoW.
What I'm saying to you.
They weren't there opening day. No, they weren't.
No, exactly. They didn't see the sort of shit that the game went through, and people have been spoiled by...
It wasn't shit. Like, it was amazing because we were having an MMO. Like,
oh, it was fantastic.
But it was still... It was shitty.
It was unrefined, man. But this is what I'm getting at. Now, yes, Star Wars should have been able to learn from a lot of that stuff from World of Warcraft, but I think they've done a pretty good job with what they've done and what they've come out with. But the problem is... As I say, people expect that World of Warcraft experience straight off the bat.
Yeah.
And that just wasn't going to happen with Star Wars, unfortunately.
You can never get the amount of content they've got in an MMO.
That's the first issue.
The content.
Yeah, hang on. Exactly. That's the first issue. The second issue is achievements. Now, we've spoken about this.
I know we have spoken about this, and I do agree with that, but now I'm starting to realise it's not just that. I think it's one of the more minor things.
No, there's different things for different people, dude.
Yeah, I'm starting to realise... Yeah, of course there is, but I'm starting to realise I think it's more the community base. And Star Wars, it doesn't feel like it has as much community as World of Warcraft had.
No, of course it doesn't, but you're focusing on one group of people, all right? If you want to acknowledge all the things that are wrong with it, from my perspective, when I finish the game, the single player, in inverted commas, section of the game, I'm going to lose a bit of interest in it. Because I'm about the story. Now, someone like Luke, for example, our cousin, he is going to lose interest in it if there's not enough PvP or community there to keep his interest.
What's his name? Lucimer on Frostmort, I think, on the Oceanic Service of WoW.
Dude, don't advertise him.
No, I'm just saying, if you want to give him shit,
he doesn't need
you
advertising, alright?
Huh?
He doesn't need the advertising.
I'm saying if you want to give him shit, everyone can, because he's,
Yeah. We're going to find his exact handle and we can just get people to troll him.
Rip him a new one.
Because that'd be pretty funny. But see, what I'm getting at is there's different, there's different things wrong for every person you talk to. But there's other people out there, the hardcore players, and we've met them, dude. We've spoken to them.
I used to have friends in high school that all they do, like, they'd finish high school, they'd go straight home, and all they'd do was play WoW,
And
like,
they would grind for achievements.
And they would grind, and they'd be up until 2 a.m, and that was when I was in, like, year 9 or whatever it was, 14, 15, and they'd come to school the next day, tired as shit, they'd do the same thing every single day of the week. That's how addicted they were,
Yeah. I think there's one last thing that's wrong with Star Wars. And this could be a real contentious point that I'm about to make, and that is that BioWare has caved to the community on many, many occasions.
Mm.
Now, this is, and I'm not going to talk about this tonight, but this is reflected in the new ending for Mass Effect 3 that was just released, I think, yesterday or something, and I've now played it with the extended ending.
I'm yet to finish it, so...
And you're yet to finish it, yeah. But,
so no spoilers, don't worry.
But I've... no spoilers, but I have... I love it. I think the extended ending is the ending as it should have been, because you get the extra information that you want, and it's... it chokes you up a bit, and it leaves you feeling very satisfied with the end of the game, where the original ending was just like, oh yeah, wham, bam, it's over. Okay, thanks for playing. Now download the downloadable content. That was because of fan hate. People hated the original ending, so BioWare came back and added to the ending. Now, what they're doing in Star Wars is the same bloody thing. People say, I want this, I want that. BioWare's saying, oh yeah, we might do that in the future. In truth, they're doing every single thing that the community's asking them to do. And that worries me a bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, Warcraft, if you ask the major addicts of WoW, what they think is biggest mistake with the game, they would say the catering to the public,
exactly.
the masses. They're not catering, everyone always says vanilla WoW was best, probably all BC, beat Burning Crusade, because the gear looked the best, the PvP was like perfect, you know, like everything about the game was just polished and really done well. And then obviously Lich King came out and Cataclysm and stuff, and it sort of just got easier to level, easier to get gear. Everyone had the same gear, you know. I mean, the only they took away a lot of the skill, I think, of having to grind is a skill. Sometimes it has to be a skill. If you're in arenas and stuff and you're 3v3 and you're winning them all the time, you have got skill. You know, you have to have skill to win that.
But this is the thing, isn't it? Now,
Star Wars did it from the get-go.
They folded
from the get-go.
Yeah, and that's caused this real problem in the community, in that, you know, ultimately, you know, you ask a Blizzard employee where Australia is on a map. They don't know what the fuck Oceania is.
Oceanic servers are actually hosted in California. Yeah, I mean, yes. Come on.
We spoke about this, I think, in the last episode. We were asking for Oceanic servers 4.5-5 years ago, and they gave us them. And like you say, hosted in fucking America.
Well, they actually did. One game did it. It was what was it? Warhammer 40,000 online. Yeah, it died, but they actually did have servers in Sydney, man. They actually hosted servers in Sydney. You know, I don't know where Star Wars hosts their servers, but it can't be too. I think it's New Zealand. We get pretty good ping on that, you know. It's just,
I get an amazing ping on it, dude.
32, yeah. It's like 16.
25 to 30 to 60 at worst.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Whereas WoW, you're always sitting on like 180 to 250-ish, you know.
Yeah,
it's,
and for someone like Luke, that makes all the difference.
Oh, yeah. The good thing is, though, now Warcraft takes the best parts of every MMO that comes out. Star Wars came out with the thing how you could fix the latency issue, so you could queue up spells. Star Wars did that first. So Warcraft goes, hey, that's a good idea, and now Warcraft's implemented it. You can actually put that on when you're playing Warcraft. I think that's really cool. They're sort of taking from each other. I just hope there's a bit of take from... I hope Star Wars takes from WoW a bit more.
Star Wars needs the time to be able to get to that stage, but I think it will survive, and I think it'll get there. It's had that much money poured into it, and it does have a very dedicated group of fans. Like, I'm a fan of it, you're a fan of it, Luke's a fan of it, all of our mates are fans of it, but unfortunately it's lacking those things to drag us back into it. Anyway,
that's enough of that.
I want to go back to Diablo real quick, because we're talking about the psychology of it, And I think that's what's pulled us back into it, because we both finished it on normal.
Yeah.
You as a barbarian.
By ourselves.
Me as my wizard, and we've since come together and we finished hell mode.
Nightmare.
Nightmare. Now we're playing on hell. Yeah. And, you know, without playing alongside you, I think I'd be bored shitless of the game by now. Because the only reason you and me are playing, and we've said it to each other, is to get to the level cap, to get to level 60...
Because it's good co-op. It's good co-op fun. It is.
Yeah. And play it until we're sort of bored of it, or we've got an alright gear set until the expansion comes out. But this is the interesting thing, isn't it? Because we did touch on this briefly. This was our last episode was before the live money, the real money auction house went live. We've both had a look at the auction house and the things you're able to buy on there. And it's not Diablo.
Look, I don't know, man. I think the, you know, live auction, buying, like, you know, buying with real money, it takes away a lot from the game, because
that's what I'm saying, Josh. It's not Diablo, you're disagreeing with me, though.
What I'm saying is, I'm disagreeing with you for one reason, though, because I think people, they're trying something new, you know? And I was talking to one of my friends from America, and he's already, you know, he made $300 already off selling the crap he's made.
That's fucking bullshit, man. No, you're not allowed to sell your fucking loot in Diablo.
Yeah, I know, but he's covered his costs of the game and then
some. That's not the point of the game. And you say it's something new. It's actually not, okay?
Diablo 2. It's something new. I'm saying it's something they're doing right, maybe. Maybe I said it's something new, I'll rephrase. Maybe that's something they're doing right this time, you know?
It's not. The only difference, and I'll tell you this, is that Diablo 2, when that was running, there was websites set up where you could sell your shit. So now Blizzard has acknowledged that, and they've started doing it in their own engine.
Same and with WoW, fucking disgusting.
And you know why it's disgusting? Because you and me get drops that are no fucking good to us.
Oh, that's the most annoying thing I have.
We're like, level 50.
We're level 51 now, 52.
152. And we're getting drops for monks and for fucking witch doctors.
Yeah, and they're level like 40s and 42 drops, and sometimes even level 30s. And it's like, what do you think's going on here? You know, like it's a bit annoying.
I'm still running around with level 30 gear on, Josh, because I can't pick up drops for my own character. What Blizzard expects me to do is get on their auction house, sell the shit drops that I'm picking up that'll be good for some witch doctor, and buy myself some wizard stuff. And that's fucking bullshit.
Well, I'm playing as a witch doctor too, so I've got like a second character. When I don't play a view, of course. And I don't... It's annoying, but like I know how people will play it now. They just sort of grind it, and I'm grinding straight through. Like, I've already finished normal, and it probably took me about 6 hours on my Witch Doctor, whereas when I was playing my Barbarian, I let everything go, I listened to all the movies, everyone talk, all their backstories. It probably took me, say, 15 hours, 20 hours to finish the game.
So why is that fun?
But that's the thing, I'm grinding through it, just because I have nothing else to do at the moment.
Exactly, because you have nothing else to do at the moment. But
and I watch a TV show or something while I'm playing the game, you know?
But one day you'll be sitting there and all of a sudden you'll be like, fuck, I'm really pissed off I didn't get all those tomes of jewel crafting, all those tomes of blacksmithing. And you just get this urge to go and pick up a few and then create a few more gems. But they've removed that feeling a little bit by having an auction house where you can buy those pre-made gems for 20 gold a piece or something. When it costs you thousands of golds to get gold to get to the point where you can create them yourself.
Well,
anyway.
Yeah. When did you get back from New Zealand?
We got back at the start of this week. We got back on Sunday.
Yeah. And start of this week on Sunday. Yeah. So, I mean, we were going to do another podcast, but someone had to go to New Zealand for a holiday, so.
Skiing holiday. I learned how to ski. It was fucking amazing. Anyone listening that's never been to the snow, and anyone, actually most of our listeners so far have been out of Australia, so they're probably lucky enough that they've actually seen snow. Before they're like 20. So if you haven't been to the snow and you've got this desire to learn either skiing or snowboarding, don't even try snowboarding.
No, don't say that.
Hang on. You'll think you'll look cool, right? You'll spend the whole time on your ass. But skiing was great. Learned how to ski. Great fun. Highly recommend it. I can highly recommend New Zealand, Josh. I've already recommended it to you quite strongly. New Zealand is an absolutely beautiful place. Go stay in Queenstown. Go skiing or snowboarding if you already do snowboard or if you fancy yourself a better snowboarder than me. Check it out. It's an amazing place. There's this place called Fergburger, and this is just free promo for them because they're that fucking good. So you want to check out a Fergburger when you're there. But yeah, that's why we haven't had an episode. Sorry, I'm going a little bit off track.
That's fine. But I was going to say, and to our listeners, snowboarding shoes look way cooler than skiing shoes. So do
that's
your snowboarding.
True. That's true. And the ski shoes are fucking uncomfortable as. You walk around in ski shoes, man. It's just hard
to describe.
You can't walk around
in ski shoes,
man. It's
sort
of excruciating pain that you go through.
You can't walk around in ski shoes.
No, you pretty much can't. I mean, anyone that thinks that they can or thinks they look cool walking around in snowshoes, in ski shoes, they're full of shit.
Oh, well, yeah, that's why we didn't do the other podcast. Probably should have put that in the start, but anyway. Anyone that's
gotten this far is pretty dedicated to punishment. So,
end of Game of Thrones, man.
Game of Thrones, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Holy shit.
I can't believe we've taken weeks to talk about this.
I know, it's actually the last episode of Game of Thrones came out 3 weeks ago, I think it was.
Yeah, quite possibly.
It's been a while, we should have talked about this for a long time. Yeah, man. Game of Thrones season 2. Okay, are we going to say anything spoilish, do you think?
Excuse me.
That's right. Are we going to say anything spoilish, do you think?
We'll try and avoid it.
Okay.
Let's try and avoid it, and if we do spoil it, we apologise in advance.
Well, I don't apologise. You should have watched it already.
Yeah, you probably should have watched it already, but, you know, late review. Late review for Game of Thrones.
Late review for Game of Thrones. Yes. So,
how did they manage to top Blackwater? How do they continue to one-up themselves? Every 9th episode of a season is amazing, and then the 10th episode comes out, and it just fucking knocks you for 6.
Yeah, you don't know which one you like more, because, or which one more has more of an impact.
Dude, last episode, by far.
I think yeah, because, I don't want to say anything now.
No, don't say anything. There's a few issues with it, obviously, things that aren't quite explained.
No, like I think anyone who hasn't seen it,
all right, anyone that hasn't seen it, stop listening now for probably the next hour or so, because we're going to be talking about it for that long. Otherwise, continue at your own risk.
Yeah, but three, I think the White Walkers at the end of episode 10, man. That's probably one of the coolest things I've seen in any TV show.
Oh, it gave me chills, man.
Yeah, and he's like, and the way he looks at Sam, and Sam's just sitting there, he's like, dude.
Just a little pussy
just
boy.
Just leave, you know, oh my God, I'm going to die. And he just looks at him, he's like, oh, well, nah, he's too pathetic to kill even, you know?
Yeah, what's up with that? I don't get that, man.
Oh, I have a few theories, but I'm not gonna go into them because it's taking too long. But in general, I just think they don't need to kill innocents, man. They don't really care to kill innocents. They just want to destroy humanity's darkness. I don't know.
That's not how all the stories and shit go. The White Walkers come down north from the wall, and they just fuck up everything. So, it's quite interesting. But that guy seems... He's different to the zombie hordes, obviously. Another thing that's important to go over, and we did say this in our first episode as well, when we're talking about Game of Thrones, we're talking about it as a TV series.
Yes.
I'm reading the books at the moment. I'm about halfway through the second book. But we love the show. We are obsessed with the show, safe to say. We don't want to spoil it for ourselves. We don't want other people spoiling it for us.
So we're just reading, I'm going to start reading them too, but the first two books. We're not going to read the third book or anything. The TV show is so well done, you know, you got to watch it, I mean, without knowing what's going to happen. Because if you do, it's sort of taken away from the TV show, the amount they put into it, you know.
Well, that's right. And, I mean, there's obviously people that will be listening to this that know exactly everything that happens in every other, in all the other books, because they're up to date and all this sort of stuff. We don't want to know. Like, we love speculating about these things. We're probably way off. It's like when we saw The Matrix, man, you remember that? Neo puts his hand up and stops the Sentinels. And we were sitting there like, what the fuck, man? How did he do that? Is he in a Matrix inside a Matrix inside another Matrix or something? Or we came up with some mad theories. And you know what it was? Nothing. Oh, he's connected to the machine source. That's how he did it.
Well, he walked out of the cinema, man, I remember, because there was about 8 of us. I don't even know, maybe more. I can't remember.
We talked about that for months.
But outside the cinema, dude, we were standing out there in the cold at like 11, and we were talking until probably like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and just standing around our cars because we just didn't know what was going on, you know?
Yeah.
And just theorizing about what could happen. It was amazing. And Game of Thrones, I almost have that feeling sometimes about it, but they sort of they do explain things. So it's sort of like, it's not just leaving you hanging like it's a movie, you know? It actually does explain things. Except, obviously, the what happened with Winterfell. We got burned.
Yeah, well, that was... I now know through the books, but...
Well, yeah.
It's pretty bullshit, man.
Don't say anything, because I think they're going to go into it in season 3, you know?
Oh, I'm sure they will, but it's pretty obvious in the books from the start. So, things have changed between the books and the show, obviously. But I think the show does some things terrifically. Like, as far as the season goes, we'll give the season a rating, I think, as opposed to just the final episode. But there were some amazing things in the final episode, that's not to say. But, you know, Tywin and Arya and their interactions with each other. Not even in the books, man. Doesn't even happen.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, but that is an amazing, you know, it's just amazing.
It would happen late in the book, man.
What's that?
It would happen late in the book, though, I would think.
No, it doesn't happen. I don't think she ever meets him, man. Because I was talking to a mate of mine about it, and he said it just doesn't happen. So that's something that the show's come up with that's, you know, better than the books, I'd say.
Well,
anyway,
don't go there. I'm not touching that subject.
It's a bit of a hot subject. We're not going to talk about that. But all right. So the whole season, man. Let's first just what do we want to do? Do we want to rate it compared to the first season, or do we want to rate them separately? Because I'm curious to see what you think. Which one you think was the better season?
It's hard to say, man. I probably watched the first season a couple times now, you know, probably three
times.
Don't
be a fence sitter.
I'm going to have to say...
Don't be that guy.
The first season, if the second season didn't have episode 10 in it.
Well, I'd almost say the first season just because Ned was in it, dude. And we didn't have a character as honourable as Ned in the second season.
Sean Bean just did so well. As an art star, he's just perfect.
I think Sean Bean did an amazing job to get through 9 episodes without dying.
Yeah. I don't know, it's crazy, really.
I mean, he must have been chomping at the bit, man. Maybe they filmed that scene first for him.
Yeah, so he died.
To get it out of the way. Or maybe they had to dangle it over his head as a bit of a carrot to say, you know, if you stick with this show, we're gonna cut your head off.
Overall, I think the first season was better.
Yeah.
But it's nothing to diminish on the second season, because the second season was so amazing. It's hard to say, because the second season's in my mind at the moment, and, you know, I don't know, it's... What can you say, man?
It's tough. Yeah. It's not easy. So, anyway...
Well, Prometheus. I almost forgot about Prometheus, man.
Yeah, again, we saw that weeks ago, before I went away.
You know, again, good, could have been better.
Should have been better.
It should have been better, for sure. I mean, I loved... You know, I actually really did enjoy the alien dudes in it, that were, like, humanoids. But that's probably about it. Like, I don't think there was enough aliens.
Well, it's interesting you should say that you enjoyed them, man, because I think they were actually the weakest part of it.
I liked how they had, like, massive eyes and huge heads.
Oh, that's a very in-depth analysis of why you like their characterization.
No, I just think they were cool, man. They were just, like, spastic, you know? Like,
yeah, but do you know why they weren't cool?
Because they just wanted to kill us?
Exactly!
That's why they were so cool, man. They were just crazy.
No. The aliens, right? And it's supposed to be, like, a semi-prequel to Alien. So it's not really... It's set in the same universe. You obviously... Do we avoid spoilers here?
No.
It's obviously linked to Alien...
Yeah, well, obviously.
In a couple of different ways.
Everyone knows it's linked to Alien.
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to spoil it for anyone, man. There's probably still people out there that haven't seen it.
Alright, well, if they haven't seen it, you should probably go see it. I've already messed up something anyway. I said that those aliens look like humanoids.
Oh, and they're a bit nuts.
And they're nuts.
Yeah, okay, so it's sort of already spoiled. So obviously...
Huh?
Obviously you see a version of the alien.
Yeah.
But to me, the story was so much more interesting when I thought that Ridley Scott was going to create an alien creator that was actually benevolent. A good guy.
The problem with the movie, man, is all you need to do is watch literally the first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes. And you get the whole story. Humans go to this planet, they're trying to discover something. Oh, skip about an hour and a half, or 2 hours probably. All the humans are dead, 2 of them are running away, the whole ship's falling down, this alien's fighting another alien, it becomes an alien. No, a queen.
Yeah, look, I just think it was... I think it was far too easy to have just another movie monster, dude. You know, there's that scene right at the end where the engineer is captured by that giant squid thing. I mean, that movie's obsessed with tentacle rape.
Well, obviously they're catering to the anime market a bit more.
Everything's trying to jam down your throat and impregnate ya.
Well, anything looks like, anything that looks semi like a sexual organ, they're gonna try to, space hump you.
Yeah, everything is trying to rape your face in and the deep throat universe. You. That's one lesson I left the cinema with. But
all aliens want to deep throat you.
What I was saying, man, there's that scene right at the end where the engineer is getting tentacle raped by the squid creature. And I looked at it, and it reminded me of AVP. You know, you've just got this one monster kicking another monster's ass. It's not interesting. Look, you could go into story, like, problems with the story, you know, you could say...
I'm not even going there, man, I'm just saying in general, 5 minutes at the start, 5 minutes at the end.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I could go into my issues with the story, but then you're just talking about a more personal thing, you know, like a... I would have done it this way, or I think it was better if they did it this way. You know, and that's not really relevant, because the movie stands on its own merits, but
should the artist, you know...
Yes, another good topic that we need to discuss. But I'll just say that I think they had a couple of really good... they had a lot of potential in Prometheus that they just didn't register. Like, they just didn't convert into the story it could have been, you know? I think they went the easy way out on a few of the bits. And people talk about it like, what was it recently? Inception. Inception. After The Matrix, everyone was saying, Inception, you see it, it's a head fuck. It'll do your head in. That's what people said. And I went into Inception expecting a head fuck.
I was hoping for it, man. I was hoping for it.
And it didn't happen. And that's... well, look. Maybe a lot of people just don't really think in cinemas all that often. Maybe, but I mean, I literally heard that.
They don't really think about
all
anything.
All the time about that movie.
Because, like, the same thing you watch it and nothing... You can understand everything. Okay, they go
that's right.
One deep, two deep, three deep. Time slows down as they go in. Yeah. How hard is it to realise that?
It's pretty straightforward. I mean, there's an ending that pissed me off. And I've told you it before. This is years ago, mind you. But, you know, having the fucking top still spinning and then it wavers at the end, that's a cop out to me.
What's that?
You know, right at the end of Inception, how the top's spinning and then it keeps spinning and you go, oh, he's obviously in the dream. And then the top wavers a little bit and you go, oh, he's obviously awake. It's gonna fall.
No, I can't remember it, man.
Can't remember it?
That's how much they do I didn't really, you know.
Well, that's what they do at the end. The movie was fine right up until that, and that pissed me off because all that did was that said, oh, he's asleep. No, 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 he's awake. No, he's asleep. Give us 5 more seconds of footage and fucking make your mind up. Anyway, Prometheus, good. It was actually a pretty solid action movie. It sort of tried to sit somewhere between Alien and Aliens in terms of, you know, psychological scares and, you know, action scenes almost.
I like the interactions between, the captain and... well, everyone. The black dude, he was good. You know, he was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, the captain was good. Even, what's his name, playing the android. I mean, you see that coming from a mile away. But he did a pretty good job, I thought.
Yeah.
The main chick's no Ripley, and I think I saw echoes of Ripley in her as well. Like, he was trying to recreate that character, and that sort of...
Man, yeah.
Hey?
Of course, yeah. I mean, look at her. She's tall. By the end, she's all messed up and her clothes are ripped, and she's the only one about to say something. Yeah.
Look, we've pretty much spoiled a lot of it already, so.
She's the only one that survives and stuff, and it's like.
Well, like, dude, if you're going to up the badass stakes, have someone. Well, she didn't do it herself, obviously, but have someone conscious while a machine rips an unborn alien out of your body, staples your guts shut, and then have you play the rest of the movie out. I mean, that's a pretty hardcore person.
It is pretty hardcore, but the thing is now. People aren't going to be wowed by it because he already did it. He already showed a woman in power, like, being strong and be able to take on anything, you know, all that sort of shit. It's already been done now. You know, it's like, I know this might be a bit of hate on Star Wars, but it's like Star Wars. It had been done. I love the new series. I love the new three movies. I do. But it had already been done.
Yeah, you want to mention already had been done, man. I keep repeating myself saying this, but we've spoken about this before. John Carter. To do a very mini review on John Carter. The whole time I was sitting there thinking, okay, projecting your body into another body that's created for you on the planet. That's Avatar. 90% of the movie feels like watching Star Wars.
I still haven't watched that, man.
Hey?
I still haven't watched that.
John Carter, it's good, man. It's a good movie, but the problem is, it feels derivative because of all the movies that it's inspired.
Yeah. because the book came first, and then everyone took from that book, thinking, that's a cool idea, and now the movie came out of this book, and everyone's like, oh, you copy the movies. But really, the movies copied the book. Yeah, I know. That's more of a mindfuck than
Inception or Prometheus. It was,
yeah.
Anyway, I can't remember how I got onto that, but... yeah, look, I'd say Prometheus, a solid good movie. Probably would warn everyone to not get their expectations up too much for it, though.
No, if you love the other Aliens movies, like, adore them, don't watch this movie.
Nah. Did you say don't watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would actually say that.
I would say it's not what you're going to expect, you know?
No, people would go into it people would go into it expecting a sequel or prequel to Alien.
Or maybe it is what they're going to expect, man. I don't know what people expect from it. I didn't know what to expect from it, you know? Like, I went into it thinking, I'm not a massive fan of the Aliens series, so shoot me. But I enjoy the movies as they are. I probably watched all of them maybe once, twice each, you know, once and a half each. And I've enjoyed them for what they were, you know, aliens killing humans. It's cool. A lot of people get right into it, though. And I think if you get right into it and you, like, know the backstories and all that sort of stuff, all the characters, and you're really into it, you're probably not going to enjoy this movie as much as just the person walking off the street not knowing anything about the series.
I think expectations are a funny thing, man, because, you know, I love Transformers. I love the Transformers movie. It's not even a guilty pleasure for me. It's a genuine pleasure for me. But they're not exactly cerebral. You know, there's not much going on inside the brain of those lumbering, hulking movies. But they're fantastic entertainment. And you go into them expecting that. Well, I do.
Well, all I went into, man, was wanting to see Optimus and Megatron fight. And they put it in there, so I'm happy. You know?
And they did that time and again, man. The first movie we got, one shall stand, one shall fall. You can't even imagine that as a kid. You know, as a kid watching the cartoon, you can't even imagine seeing that shit on the big screen in, like, live action, essentially.
Yeah.
So I loved each of all of the Transformers movies. But the problem is, your expectation for a movie like Prometheus is different because people expect all sorts of different things from it. Because they, you know, you expect a great movie because Ridley Scott's a very good, very strong director. You expect something to do with aliens. You expect... let's just work on those two for a moment. You've got a good director and you've got a story that you know. So there's two things that are very hard expectations.
It's like if
Avatar
2 came out tomorrow and it was just some fish just swimming around an ocean. That was all it was. You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it was a shark,
like, oh,
that swam past.
Even if it was a fantastic fish and it was well filmed, you'd be like, well, it was just a fish.
It's still just a fish, you know? Like,
you know, a fish in the hands of any other director might be quite an achievement for that director, but from James Cameron, it's just a fish. So I guess that's part of the problem. So, to me, Prometheus gets rated down a little bit lower because of that, because it had so much expectation to me that it didn't live up to.
And, I mean, you know, there's a few people that we know that adore the Alien movies.
Oh yeah, well, our other brother, he loved Prometheus, man.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, Dave, he absolutely loved Prometheus. Okay. He thought it asked all the right questions.
It's funny though that we're not. I mean, I'm not a massive. I won't talk for you, but I'm not a massive fan of the Alien movies. I like them, and I would see Prometheus at the movies, so that tells me that I would actually spend my money to go see it. But I'm not like a. I'm in love with it, you know, like Star Wars or something.
Here's the other problem, right, with Prometheus. There's this issue of, they keep hinting at, it's in the same universe as Alien, it's, you know, it's related to Alien. Even the creature, this black goop, has this feeling about it, that it's trying to become the Alien. So the movie wants to be a prequel, but the several opportunities it gets to actually become, you know, the prequel to Alien, it pulls back from it because it wants to be its own thing.
I want to ask you something, man. Going off that, what did you think of the girl at the end taking the ship to the aliens' planet?
Oh, that was stupid.
I thought, like, that is just ridiculous. I mean, really, you have no idea. I thought the alien that was, like, crazy and trying to kill them all, he was, like, a military alien. You know, he's, like, a military... Yeah, a military mind, you know, he just wanted to destroy humans, destroy all humans, you know. Whereas the other ones that were running away from the group, whatever, they might have been the scientist types, you know, it might have been like a...
we don't know.
You don't know, there's all these questions, so you don't know about that shit. I'm just theorising. And basically, maybe those scientist types stop them from sending it to Earth, you know, destroy us. So what's she going to do? She's going to take a ship full of this goopy crap that can destroy any civilization, supposedly, pretty much, to their planet.
Yeah, it's all right. The whole moral of the movie, as shown by that character right at the end, is, oh, you tried to kill me. Oh, fuck you, I'm going to kill you instead.
But she says it in a way that she's not really going there. She goes, I want to go there to find answers. She's not going there to destroy them. But it's implied, I think, man.
It's definitely implied that she's going there to nuke them. It's like, and that just shits me, because you've got this creator. You got this, so far, the only thing we can take from it is they're evil and want to destroy us for some reason. Because that's what the movie's shown us. Right? We can speculate that there was good ones or whatever, but we have to assume that they're bad guys. So bad guys created us. We grew up to create this female character who's a good guy, but who decides the only way to teach them a lesson is by doing the same fucking thing to them that they wanted to do to us.
Yeah. Two wrongs never make a right, I wouldn't think.
Exactly. Two wrongs making a right. It's just...
No,
it's
at the same token, man, if you ask someone, they say, oh, no, I didn't get that from that at all. She just wants to go there to find answers out. You know, people would say that. And yeah. I would say to them, you are fucking blind, but, you know, that's their opinion.
And look, maybe we're reading the wrong thing into it, man. Maybe we've... Because we both came to that opinion.
We both came to that opinion.
Independently, we spoke about it.
Yeah. Whereas... other people, I'm sure, came to another conclusion, like, okay, she's going there to actually find out why they wanted to kill us, but why would she take a ship full of that crap? You know, like, why couldn't she just go, I want to find answers, and then maybe put another 5 minutes in the movie and she drops the crap off on the planet and flies to the aliens' planet?
Robin? It's all speculation, though. That's the thing. What I was saying before, just quickly.
I would do it. Oh, just one thing. I'd do it. I'd take that to their planet and kill them all. Stuff them. I don't give a shit. They're fucking trying to kill me in my race. I'm going to destroy theirs. But she shouldn't have, because she's, like, a good guy.
Wasn't really her character. It's not the characteristic of a good guy. This is where I think Prometheus fell over. It had so many allusions to Alien, to the point of the whole movie basically building to this alien creature coming out. That's the ultimate moment when that alien's born.
The drums are just getting heavier and heavier, you know?
Yeah. You're waiting that is when the movie... climaxes, so to speak. And so many opportunities were missed to just tie it in to the original Alien movie. And if they did that, it would have been a far superior movie.
Instead, they were like surfing on that edge. Do we want to go over, or do we want to stay on
exactly.
the safety, you know?
They kept pulling back from being fully committed into an Alien prequel, and that's why the movie suffered. They should have either made it an Alien prequel, or not made it an Alien prequel and had nothing to do with it. One or the other, not somewhere in the middle.
I think this might be a case of one of those things that will come out and it will be released on DVD and Blu-ray or whatever as a Alien, you know...
There'll be deleted scenes and...
It'll be like Alien 6 Prometheus, you know, or something.
Yeah. Oh, there'll be special editions and stuff, man, and... Yeah. But you have to rate the movie on the original movie.
I don't know how many Alien movies there are, because I don't know if I should count the Aliens as Predator movies. You know.
No, you don't count them.
You don't count them?
No, I don't count them in the Predator.
Yeah, see, I don't know, man, because they've got them in it. I mean, they're disgusting disgraces of movies, but they've still got the character, the Aliens and Predators in it.
Nah, I don't really put them in the same league. And there's reasons for it. Like, I would say the first... with Alien, anyway. Aliens. The Alien series. The link is Ripley. And the aliens actually being the threat. Where this doesn't really, you know...
Actually, perfect thing, then, dude. If the Alien vs. Predator movies count, then Prometheus is, like, godly. It's a godlike movie. If you've seen Aliens vs. Predator 2, you know what I'm talking about. It was just terrible.
Aliens vs. Predator 2 was right up there with Resident Evil 4. What was it called? Afterlife?
Afterlife? I don't know. Just
in terms of some of the worst movies I've seen ever.
Yeah.
Resident Evil Afterlife, man, that shit was horrible.
I think they did really well. I can't say that.
No, don't say it with a straight face.
I can't. It was just shit.
Look, I would actually say if you're a fan of Ridley Scott, and if you're a fan of the Alien movies, and even if you just want to know a little bit more about the engineers and who that guy was in the first Alien movie, go see it. You may or may not like the storyline that he gives you, but it's something, and it's not bad. You can take it or leave it, just like...
What do they say, dude? A decision is better than no decision. He decided to make them look like that and be like that, you know?
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
And it's better than him not doing it, anything at all and never telling you anything about him.
Yeah, and you can debate whether you like it or not, but at the end of the day...
He made it.
He made it, it's his choice, and this is where, if you want to, we can go into it in this episode, but we are probably hitting our... hitting pretty close to our hour mark.
I think we won't go into it this time.
No, but this is where we would...
If artists or people have the right, you know, like with Star Wars, Greedo shooting first, or Han shooting first.
Exactly. This is where we would normally... Well, this is where we would progress into talking about...
But I'm just saying, that's what we're going to get into next time, for sure.
Well, if not next time, then eventually. Because
the time
we sort
after
of,
that, or the time after that. We'll do it eventually.
Yeah, because we've mentioned it twice now, and it's obviously a topic of conversation that's very close to both of our hearts.
Anyone has anything to say about it, or, like, you know, thinks Han shot first? Actually, he did, so, you know, you just post it, you know, Han shot first, or whatever. I'll definitely have a look at it and like it.
Well, you know... I'm a firm believer now. No, I'm not going to go into this, man.
Okay, we won't.
You're baiting me. You're trying to bait get people to hate me, right? I'll say as much as just to get people thinking about it themselves. I believe that if George Lucas or a creator of a product decided they wanted to change it, they've got the right to, and the people that are watching it have to suck it up.
And we'll probably end on that then, I think.
Well, I think we're going to come to a close on that. But I'll just say, did I mention at the start how you blew up my power supply unit?
No, we're ending at that, I think.
No, did I mention that at the start? I don't think I did. Oh, no, might have.
Well,
anyway.
This is Josh.
I think Josh is trying to sign off, but I'm still recording, so he can't stop the recording from my end. I asked Josh here to house sit for me while I was in New Zealand, and he repaid me by blowing up my power supply unit.
I can't be bothered going into how this happened. I didn't do anything. I turned the computer on, it didn't work. As soon as that happened, I knew his response would be, "What did you do?"
See, he just denies it now. It's cost me money, but he denies it. So anyway, I managed to change my power supply unit over. And just like the PlayStation controller last week, and this is starting to become a disturbing trend, I'm wondering if something's going to break once every week.
I'll go to his house this week and destroy something, so we have something to talk about.
Yeah, so you can just come to my house and destroy something, Josh, and then I can try and repair it, and
I'll say,
and, you know, people can be entertained by my lack of skills with electronic goods and trying to repair them. So I managed to fix the PlayStation controller, and I managed to change my power supply unit over. Very proud of that. Obviously, there's plenty of people out there that would be able to do that with their eyes closed, in their sleep, underwater, with both hands tied behind their backs.
Yeah, you get the picture.
But not me. But I managed to. I fixed it. Cost me some money. I'll never know how it happened. I believe Josh probably had the computer running 24/7 while he was playing Mass Effect and watching movies and doing God knows what on my poor, innocent computer.
And I will let you believe what you believe. Because... you know, that's what I do.
Because no matter what I imagine, it's probably better than what you actually put it through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, look, I think we leave it there. I will just, I'll just remind everyone, it's adjodar.podomatic.com. That's our main page for our podcast. We're also available on iTunes.
Don't forget to, like or follow if you...
Yeah, like, follow us, leave us a message, call us...
Let us know someone cares, you know.
Yeah, call us douchebags if you want. Whatever you like, we'd love to hear from you. We're also on Facebook as AdJoeDar. Check us out, leave us a note, give us a like, and we'll talk to you all hopefully next week.
Yeah, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
All right, catch you, Joshy.
See you, man.
See ya.